So the Mishnah tells us in Tainus, Mishen Nichnas Av Mimatim Besimcha, when the month of Av begins, and it already has, if you haven't noticed, we minimize our joy. In contrast to the month of Adar, where Chazal tell us, Mishen Nichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. So one of the things we're familiar with is one of the, we all know what leads us to joy. Ein simcha la baso v'yayin. The real simcha is drinking wine and eating meat. I mean real meat. I don't mean chicken. I mean meat they used to bring on the karbonos. In fact, that's one of the reasons brought down why we don't have meat is because it's a zechu l'churban that we can no longer bring the wine on the karbon. We no longer can bring the meat. So one of the most important questions today is, since Shabbos is over, and we can no longer barbecue and make any more meat, what about the questions of leftovers? It's hard to plan all those ribs and steaks to eat all on Shabbos. Let's say we had some leftover today or the rest of the week. I understand I can't make new ribs or a new steak. What about the leftovers from Shabbos? Or let's say I had a siyum. Let's have a situation where I'm permitted to eat meat during the 9 days. Is there any leniency for eating leftovers? Of course, it's not a 21st century question because no one eats leftovers anyway. But assuming you would eat leftovers, are you permitted to eat leftovers? So there's an interesting Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin talks about leftovers, but not leftovers during the 9 days, a different type of leftovers. The Gemara talks about that when the Jews entered the land of Israel, so the laws of shechita, of slaughtering an animal, the way we know it today became in effect. There was the meat they ate in the midbar was basar nechira, whatever the details are, but it wasn't the full-fledged shechita we have today. If we did basar nechira, we'd be eating treif today. So whatever, they were permitted a discussion in the Gemara if they're only allowed to eat meat, if they're going to bring a karban or even not. But the bottom line is, they had what they call basa nechira was permitted. And when the Jews entered the land of Israel, they were commanded they have to do shechita, the whole process that we have it today. So the Gemara's question was, what about if they had leftover basa nechira in the midbar and they were entering the land of Israel? And of course, any new meat they're going to slaughter, any animal, they're going to have to go with the proper laws of shechita. But what about the leftovers from the midbar? Were they permitted to eat the leftover meat from the midbar when they entered the land of Israel? It's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Are we talking about the first 7 years, the last 7 years? Not relevant for our discussion here. So Rashi is bothered by, like, why is the Gemara asking this question? Is this relevant? Are we going to ever have basa nechira again? We like talking halacha lemaisa here. So what's the who cares about basa nechira? We're never going to have it again. What do I care what the Jews in the midbar did with the basa nechira? So Rashi writes, drush v'kibol schar. Well, like we have, like Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin regarding a rebellious child, a ben sorer or mora. Well, we do have rebellious children today, but not the rebellious child the Torah is talking about, the one that you have to put to death. As well as the case of Ir HaNidachas, a city where the majority worship idols, you have to destroy it. There's an opinion in the Gemara that these cases never happen. So why did the Torah tell us about it? This for mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to learn principles and learn different ethics from it. But there's no real halacha l'maisa. Comes along the rush, Rabbeinu Asher says, what are you talking about? It's very halacha l'maisa, this Gemara. What do you mean? We have basa nechira? No, but we could find something similar to basa nechira. Not similar to basa nechira, but similar that something which was once permitted and then it changed and now it's prohibited. What are we talking about? We're talking about the rabbinic decree of Gevinas Akum. That at one point, again, non-Jewish cheese. I'm not talking about non-kosher cheese ingredients. If it's non-kosher ingredients, we don't need to come on to Gevina Zakum. It's not kosher. What Gevina Zakum means, the ingredients are 100% kosher, but if it's not supervised by a Jew anymore, so we can't eat it. It's a rabbinical decree. So the question was, let's say Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, they got up and said, No more Gvinas Akum. You only can eat Gvinas Yisrael. You have to eat Jewish cheese. So what about if you had a 5-pound container of Miller's, Hadar, whatever brand you want to eat, and you have this leftover cheese now? What about all that cheese I had left over? Well, it was kosher at the time I made the cheese. Now they made the decree, you can't eat Gvinas Akum anymore. So what about, could I eat the leftover cheese after Rosh Chodesh Av? So the Rush says, let's go back to this Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, how does the Gemara answer it? It answers it by not answering it. It says, Teku. We don't know. We have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to come and answer the question. So the Rush says, when the Gemara doesn't give us an answer, we have certain Koli Hora we work with. We have to go back to the basic principles and figure it out. So we have a famous principle, Savik Daraisa L'Chumra. A doubt regarding a biblical law was strict. A doubt regarding a rabbinic law was lenient. So the Rush says, when it comes to bus on the Chira, we're talking about a biblical law, eating non-kosher meat. We don't know. So the answer was they could not eat the leftover meat. When it comes to Gvinas Akum, that's only a rabbinical decree. So Savik Darabanan Lakua. So a doubt regarding a rabbinical decree, we could be lenient. And therefore the Rush says the leftover cheese, they were permitted to finish, and then from them then on afterwards they have to do the new laws of Gvinas Yisrael. So based on this comes along the Chida. The Berakah Yosef points out and says, what about leftovers during the 9 days? He says, we have the Rush. The Rush says, bus on the Chira is biblical, so forget about it. Savik Daraisa L'Chumra. But the Rush was lenient by Gvinas Akum, which is a real din, a real Gzeira Drabanan, eating meat during the 9 days. We could talk about whether this is Shua Shachobo or not. That's a separate issue. But even if it's Midin HaGamar, it's only a minig. The minig is not to have meat and wine during this time period. He said, if we're lenient by Gvinas Akum, then there's room to be lenient regarding leftover during the 9 days. That's the argument of the Chida. I have to admit that is a minority view, or perhaps a singular view. A very interesting pshat, but we don't accept it. Why not? What's wrong with the logic? So many things, but this one, I'll tell you, one thing doesn't equate is because by the case of Gvinas Akum or Basa Nechira, those are cases where it's never become permitted again. Once they entered Israel, that's it. You have to do Shechita the way it was. Once you do Gvinas Akum, assuming they don't make a new decree, it's never going to become kosher. So we have a principle, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. If something's to become permitted later, so then we don't apply the principles of nullification. So when it comes to Gvinas Akum and it comes to, so that's it. So if you can, so then we'll rely on a Din D'Rabban and a Suffolk. But by the 9 days, today we have freezers. It was a bigger problem then. You just put the food in the freezer. Why rely on the Suffolk? Why rely on a Suffolk when we can wait until after the 9 days and even? So the bottom line is we don't rely on the Chida. But the bottom line is, let's say someone does have to eat meat for medicinal purposes. So number one, if you have to eat meat, you might as well eat the leftovers, and this way you have the chida to rely on anyway. And then, if you have to eat meat, it's better to eat for medicinal reasons. It's better to eat chicken than meat because the real din ha-gemara is real basar, real red meat, not the rabbinical meat called chicken. So that's that real meat anyway. So again, the minhag is we treat chicken like meat. We don't eat chicken or meat. But if one has to be lenient because of medicinal reasons and or children or whatever the case might be, so then if you get the best case would be eating leftover chicken, so you have the leftovers from the chida and you have the chicken that is not the real din of meat. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer Ratzak Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezachos Es Yisrael Lefichach Hirbu Lehem Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Anoi Chaveitzu Ba'an Tzidko Yaldiel Torah V'Yadir.